Rivers in the Morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
KJRFM HD1 Seattle.
Oldies 95.7.
And iHeartRadio station.
95.7's 3K a day cash money giveaway. Here's when to listen and win today.
Got three times for you today. 11:10 a.m. with Lori and 2:10 with Lori. Also 5:10 p.m. today with Steve Slayton right here at 95.7. All right, it's 3K a day cash money giveaway. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, we have two more life-saving stories. But first, Pedro has a piece of audio he wants to play. And you want me to guess what it is?
Yes, actually, Lucy. I'm concerned. I'm calling Jody Lucy.
Because means, I smell good. He's obsessed with me.
Yeah,
right?
I'm obsessed with that, I guess. He looks. By the way, you
I'm
smell
sure you fantasized about Jody while your wife was away. That's normal.
Of course. Look at all this.
She's a coworker.
Look at this.
You know, can I say this?
Look over here.
She's got what a lot of those Latina women have.
That's
can
right.
Can I say this? And please don't get offended, Jody.
No, you know, by all means.
No, I'm serious.
Go ahead.
I'm pretty particular with women. Like, I wouldn't go with anybody. Like, it's because I have, like, a refined taste, I guess.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I would definitely hook up with you.
I'd hit that.
You would be a woman that I wouldn't mind just... you would be that person.
Why would that offend me? That's very flattering.
I don't know,
thank
because,
you.
We are co-workers and I could be sued. And,
oh, that's all right.
But anyhow, sorry. Okay. I was listening to a lot of audio because of Jody's request. And I discovered that the Black Friday, what do you call that? Protesters, Black Friday.
Like the Black Friday shoppers, the crazy shoppers.
The crazy people sounded quite alike with the Occupy people.
The Occupy people and the burst into a store at midnight people sounded the same.
Yeah, almost the same. So just to try, because I didn't have much time to prepare a lot, but listen to this and guess.
And guess which it is? So we're either, and are you going to throw in for a wild card, like Egyptian mob, all three?
Or? No. You know what? That could
Arab Spring, Black Friday.
Are they going for waffle irons or freedom? I can't tell. All right, so you're going to play me a piece of audio now, and I have to decide whether it's
Occupy
Seattle.
Or Black Friday.
Or Black Friday. Play it
Okay,
on.
Here goes.
All right. That's one or the other. Give me the other piece of audio.
Okay.
Wow. The second one sounded like a little more passionate. Which one do you think is which, Joe?
I got to go. One is Black Friday. Two is Occupy.
One is Black Friday. Two is Occupy. See, the second one, I thought I heard... HDTV in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, the second one.
I could hear pepper spraying in both tapes, so I don't know which one's which. Yeah.
There was a security guard at Walmart.
I could hear pepper spraying.
Jody?
With Joe.
You're going, first one is
Black Waffles. Friday,
and second one is Occupy Seattle. What is it?
And you guys will be correct.
First one
is Black Friday, second one is Occupy. Yeah.
Thank you, Pedro.
Joe and I know the sound of people getting a deal.
Aaron in Renton saved a life in a dramatic fashion. Aaron, to let people know, we're doing this because Prince William saved life, and we're also doing this because Thursday, when some of you sponsor Children with World Vision, you will also be saving a life, even though you may not get to see it. Aaron, what happened?
Well, Bob, good morning, show. I was in Tacoma. I was stationed in Fort Lewis at the time. My family and I were going to see a movie. And we came down a real steep hill from our house, and I noticed there was a gentleman unconscious in the middle of the road, and there were several, probably eight adults and many children standing there just staring at this guy, and I realized he was bleeding profusely. I had no idea what happened, so I jumped in the back. I grabbed my a blanket and my first aid kit, and I ran over to the guy. My first aid kit, unfortunately, was a German first aid kit that I purchased in Germany. So every bandage was in German. So I'm tearing open every bandage trying to find the right stuff to treat this guy. He was bleeding from his ear, hemorrhaging terribly bad. And I surveyed the scene, found out that he had taken one of those razor scooters down the hill and basically shaved his head like an eraser down the hill. And, I mean, I had blood. I put gloves on, but I had blood.
Hang on a second. I'm at the drive-thru window. I got to order a veggie egg sandwich. Please. Some ketchup. I'm sorry for those of you who are about to eat breakfast, but this is good. Go ahead.
But, yeah, I was covered in it. And, you know, like the Annie doll that you train on doesn't move around when you're trying to work on him. And this guy was out of – he wasn't conscious, but he was thrashing. And I was trying to keep his neck stable until you know, paramedics arrived. Someone had called. They finally showed up. And, I mean, he had lost so much blood, I was terrified for him. To shorten it up, basically they carted him away. I went home, had to shower up. My wife said, do you know who that was? It turned out it was one of our neighbors. And a few weeks later, his brother came over to my house and told me that the paramedics attributed me with saving his life.
He wouldn't have made
it.
All right.
That's
awesome. And you said there was a bunch of people standing around when you got there?
You know, that was what frustrated me, was everybody was standing there and nobody was doing anything. I think they were just in shock. The only person that tried to help me was the mailman. And he was close by me, but everyone else was just standing there looking at him, not knowing what to do.
A lot of people wouldn't know what to do.
Well, you sound like you had some training. Were you a military?
Yes.
I had a feeling.
I was in the Army for 9 years.
And did you get any reward?
My wife talked to my unit about that, and they kind of attributed my permanent change of duty station award. They kind of threw that in with it, and I kind of got an award with it when I left Fort Lewis.
Well, we've got for you today a free business card.
All right. Wow. How about an American first aid kit?
Well, no, these are humble people, so they don't need any. All right. Aaron, thank you very much. Congratulations. Who saved a life? Gwen is in South Prairie, and some kids were in a boat, and the boat overturned. Gwen, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. How old were you when this happened?
I was 20, and that was a little bit ago.
All right. Yeah, about a week or two ago. Yeah, and so you, where was it, a Boy Scout, Girl Scout camp? You were on the lake in the canoe, and the other kids were on the lake?
Actually, I was driving to a friend's house at Lake Taps, and I was going across this little bridge, and I looked over, and I saw a woman with a bunch of little kids in a tiny pink rowboat, and this was before anybody thought to wear life jackets, of course, and
saw
the boat go over. And so I stopped, and the woman grabbed a baby, probably not even 1 year old, and no life jacket, and started making for shore with this baby.
And she was trying to save the smallest one, and the rest were just sitting there.
Well, they were in the water. The boat overturned. So the other three little children were in the water, but they were clinging to the hull, the overturned hull of the little pink rowboat. So I jumped out of my car and jumped off the bridge and swam over there and grabbed the tie-up loop from the front of the little rowboat and pulled that boat about 50 yards to shore with three little screaming kids clinging to it for their dear lives.
Oh. Gwen.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Do you jump in with all your clothes on? Because that'll slow you down.
Yes, I did, and I was really upset.
In my story, there's a Boy Scout camp on one side.
My story,
camp
topless.
On the other side.
Yeah.
And she just to be more
sure. I'm going to have to take this blouse off.
Yeah. Or aquadynamic. Yeah. Sure.
But I'm sorry, I'm getting past the point that you did a great thing. Thank you, Gwen.
All right.
You are wonderful. Great listeners we have.
That's nice, Bob. Let's harass her a little bit.
You're telling a story. I'm embellishing the story.
Sure. I got my white shorts all wet. So upsetting.
Kids were saved. Good stuff. Okay. The movie that is causing the, and they say they're almost like epileptic seizures, is Breaking Dawn Part 1, which is the Twilight movie.
And I guess it's with more than a few people. I mean, there's the one scene where it really affects a lot of people.
Actually said that some people don't even make it to the bathroom, that they pass out as they're leaving the theater during the scene. And what the scene is, and by the way, we should try this on you because you get sick at 3D movies, right?
I do. No, he's not kidding. I have a horrible motion sickness. Yeah. I mean, horrible.
For him, Pandora was this like total...
I couldn't watch it in 3D. And the closer you sit to the screen, the worse it gets for me because you're all watching everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, my sense of equilibrium somehow is wangled out, and I can't do roller coasters. I can't do little kid rides. I get sick.
How are you on a plane?
Turbulence kills me.
Yeah.
I mean, kills me.
We had a little bit of turbulence on
the way
back.
So
anyway, the deal is, and they did a big analysis of this on the evening news, apparently the science, fainting psychiatrists, scientists say that there are several things that cause it. One is a strobe lighting effect during a particular scene, and the other is that the camera lighting they use bathes everybody in this in blue or red. And according to researchers, red is like an emergency color for the human brain. That red, flashing strobe red, you know, it's how you get someone to buy a waffle iron at Walmart. But it's also, is it a blue light? It's
blue light.
Yeah.
That's Kmart.
It's Kmart. It's
credit recorded.
But the red is an emergency, like you would see on an ambulance.
You're trained, yeah.
You've got to become incredible. And what it does is because it's strobe flashing, these people pass out.
You go to a live theater event, and oftentimes you'll see a warning sign at the entrance warning there are strobes used in this performance or smoke because some people it sets off.
Are you guys comfortable with the Twilight books? Do you know, like, the plot lines?
I've never read a plot line. I've never read a Twilight book. And I'll tell you why I would like to, but I'm embarrassed and afraid to.
Because you don't want anyone to see you?
Because I don't want people to think I'm looking at, you know, hot teens.
Well, it's not a pop-up book.
No, but I know that all the teens are hot for the Twilights.
Yeah.
And I don't...
They're heartthrobs. Come on. They're both sides of the fence.
I figure that it's wrong for me to be at a teenage heartthrob movie.
Well, let me fill you in on this particular scene, because
but
my...
Yet I accuse that woman of taking off her top to save those kids.
Right.
Right.
But she was 20. Very big difference between 19 and 20.
And she said that she was a model. Didn't she say that in the beginning? She was a lingerie model. So this scene in Breaking Dawn, from what I understand that my neighbor Melissa told me, and thank you to Melissa, they get Bella pregnant. They get Kristen Stewart pregnant. She marries her vampire boyfriend, and she gets pregnant with the. And they still haven't done it because vampire human sex, I guess, you're not supposed to do.
Is that right? How do they get you pregnant?
Right. Well, in Breaking Dawn, they do it, and it's like a big honeymoon, like, you know, incredible, whatever. But they know that preteens are going to this movie, so this particular Breaking Dawn scene is the birth. But it's a grisly birth because apparently if this baby comes out, if this baby comes out the traditional way, it would kill her. So what they have to do is Edward has to literally rip her open and take it out himself with his mouth or something like that.
That's weird.
It's really weird.
It's like a V-section.
Yes,
vampire.
A V-section. Yeah. Fully. And I don't understand. Like, this is, I know this is paraphrasing, but. This is the scene in Breaking Dawn where they know that all these young kids are going, so they can't make it that grisly, even though in the book it's portrayed as very gruesome.
They make it all this, like,
it's a lot of
spooky,
flashing.
Spooky, scary stuff.
Well, it's flashing to blood and walls and faces and all this so that the people who want the scene to be like the book are...
They know what it is.
They know what it is.
If you read the book, you know what's happening.
Right. And if you're a kid watching Twilight, you're not horrified.
Oh. Well, except that you're puking and passing out.
There's that.
Yeah.
But at least you're not seeing what could be like an R-rated, disgusting ripping open of a girl by a vampire mouth.
Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1. What's it rated? PG-13?
I don't know.
It's already up to $221 million in its second week. There's no movies for me. Twilight is number one. The Muppets are number two. Happy Feet 2. I feel worse going to a cartoon than a teen heartthrob movie now because I will be alone. I will be a lonely man sitting in a cartoon movie.
Everyone in the studio who made Happy Feet 2 got fired.
Is that right?
Why?
There were like 170 employees and 160 of them got fired.
The movie sucks, right?
Well, it doesn't suck, but it didn't make any money, and everyone got fired. It's really sad.
And then the next movie is a new one called Arthur Christmas. Who is Arthur Christmas?
This is another animated movie. It's a Christmas movie about somebody who's at the North Pole who has to help get one gift to one kid who Santa apparently left something behind, and this kid's not going to get a present. So there's this misadventure of this too tall for his own shorts elf taking this thing to this kid's house.
You want to see it so bad.
No, I don't. I saw this from a trailer. So and
you
I
can't
have an
wait to see Arthur Christmas.
All these are on our radar except for Twilight.
In
They're
3D.
All coming
what's
at me.
Hugo?
Oh, Hugo's supposed to be great. Somebody really big produced it, like Spielberg or Scorsese.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw the previews for that. All right. So that's your movies. What else is new? Nothing else until the weekend, I guess. 7:20. Let's see. We are looking into Shopper Track. I asked Eric to bring me some information about them. The Shopper Track is the company that is being quoted in the evening news as saying the economy is all better. Everybody is shopping. Life is fantastic. America is drunk with consumerism again.
And you don't like that?
Well, I, it's not that I don't. Well, all right, I'll admit it. Yeah. I was banking on gloom and doom. Please don't get right to the bottom line. That's what I try to do to people. Yeah, all right. What I don't like is that, who is this company, ShopperTrak? I know that they've been around for years, obviously, but they have some credibility, obviously, because all three major news, heck, all 25 cable news channels say how much money people spent from Friday to Sunday, and they put up that, what was the number? It was like something, $11.7 billion or something?
Yeah, something
that was the number.
Between the two.
And I have this automatic sense of skepticism, which you probably met me, and so I go, well, how do they know that? They did not watch my wife buy a birdhouse and go $3. You know, they did not watch people buy socks. How do they know those numbers? And I think if you're going to buy the statistics, you should at least know. You know, are they based on an estimate of a certain number of stores? And I assume that's if they poll some stores.
Yeah.
But what's to stop the stores? I mean, who's going to report? How much did you sell? Things are bad. Tell people to stay away. They're miserable. No one would do that, right?
Tell them we're running out of stuff. We're selling stuff like crazy. You better, get in
hurry
here.
And get here.
Do you think it's on their word reporting system? Shouldn't they have some kind of tracking to show actual numbers coming
in? I'm sure they have something that measures something. But my BS alarms go off because it's in their interests and it's in the interests of the people reporting to make you hear happy things. Yes, Eric.
Yeah, I've been doing some research on them, by the way. And what they do is it's kind of like a rating service. These various businesses and brands subscribe to them, and they install these point-of-sale readers, basically, that collect the data, and mm-hmm. then they push it back to ShopperTrak. And then that's how they make their reports.
So based on a few stores, they can kind of assume what's going on the rest
and
of the...
What's the secret sauce? What's the magic formula they use to tell us how everybody they didn't monitor did?
Well, and that's just it. It doesn't say. I'm trying to get a hold of somebody who will actually talk to us and maybe give us a little more information.
But it's not a guy on the phone saying everything's great. It's them actually telling the register.
Yeah, they're not like calling JCPenney.
Oh, my God. You, with those turtlenecks, the cowlicks, the peach ones, they're gone.
Let me ask you a question.
You know what? Yeah. Still off the shelf, size 13 shoes. We're out of them.
They're saying that it was the biggest shopping day ever in our history. Do you believe that there's a chance that that is a lie, that that is fabricated?
Lie is a strong word.
Fabricated.
Fabricated is a strong word.
Anaconda.
It's an anaconda.
Scary word.
It was a big shopping day.
I don't know. But what got me was they posted a specific figure, and they said, ShopperTrak said this number. Well, and by the way, the reason the news organizations do that is because they know it's cotton candy. They know it's fudge. And so they attribute it to someone else instead of themselves, which in journalism, if you've ever studied journalism, uh-huh. is an old trick.
Attributing someone else?
Well, who you attribute something to means you don't stand behind it.
Well,
if
plus
you have to mention that, you know, Osama bin Laden is dead. Source, ShopperTrak.
Right. Right. Well, you know. Yeah, bullets and burnable flags are flying off the shelves in Islamabad.
Well, and they had statistics. I don't know if these came from ShopperTrak, but Cyber Monday sales are up 15%. Now, they published those statistics really before Cyber Monday's even over on the West Coast. I mean, to get into my morning newspaper, you've got to declare
that,
you know, Cyber Monday has up 15% while it's still going.
Well, I know the sources who said that. It was Larry, his brother Daryl, and his other brother Daryl.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it was Cyber Monday at my house yesterday.
I want to hear about that, but first, Chris in Olympia, use a sentence for me.
Bob saw an anaconda on his trip.
That's right.
I didn't, but that was a good sentence. Thank you very much.
Yes.
All right, Eric, tell them what we have for
you. Chris, you win a free Bob Rivers Show app and Twisted Tunes app. You also get a Spike and the Impaler CD and a very rare collection of Twisted Christmas tunes.
As you can tell, it's all things we're giving you that cost us absolutely nothing to make, and I hope you feel good about that. But
oh, I do, yeah.
I'm trying to contain myself.
This would be a good time to mention that the word of the day could be sponsored. Your sponsor. Or advertiser name could go here. And you could give away the prize.
Yeah, well, give you a nice prize.
According to Shopper Track, it's the most listened to time of the year.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. All right, thank you, my friend. Hang on a sec.
See, I believe it was the biggest Black Friday ever because they stretched the boundaries. Black Friday started Thursday night at 11 p.m., and everybody's betting it all.
First thing that made me suspicious is, like, when Congress votes themselves a raise, how do you like that? When stores vote themselves extra hours of shopping time, it's so that they got together and they said, well, how do we get better publicity? Well, what if we added 20% more shopping time? We should get at least 9% more sales, and they'll report it, and it'll be a huge bang up Monday. Yes, Pedro.
But isn't that deceiving? If you don't have any support, and this, you know, this manages, actually, it runs the market, because a lot of people just yesterday went crazy with the market because the numbers were up.
Yeah.
So isn't that dangerous that anybody can just say, yeah, everything was great or everything was horrible?
Well, here's why they do it. If you you ever spin a plate on a stick?
Of course.
What do you have to do to get it going?
Spin it with your hand first.
Fast, right?
Start it, yeah.
You have to give it some phony spin.
Right.
And then it hopefully will keep going. Do you ever prime a pump?
Of course.
You prime pumps all the time.
Every day.
Right after you build a retaining wall.
And spin plates.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
And send your husband to one of those marriage counseling
classes.
Oh,
he can't wait to go.
Can't wait to go. So what it is, they're trying to prime the pump. They're trying to get a pilot light going on recovery.
Well, you told me a while back that the economy is all confidence.
It is.
So this is what they do.
Yeah,
this
is necessary to do. They put the con in confidence with this survey. It's 727. All right, Eric's going to have more. If someone calls us back from Shopper Track, we'll talk to them. Eric, let me give you a hint about how to find the dirt on anybody online. He wouldn't think of this because he's too much of a positive person. Just search Shopper Track sucks. In fact, anything you want to find out, you know, search me. I haven't done that lately, so actually don't. Wait till I check first and try to get rid of it.
Oh, my God. That would be terrible.
No, but
Googling
whenever
your
I'm suspicious
sucks.
Of something, I search for people who, you know, like, for example, if I think something's a scam or a fraud, I just search it and put the word fraud next to it, and then I get all the angry people. Search, if you want to dislike Starbucks, find the other people online who dislike Starbucks. It's super easy to do. So we'll do that, and we'll get back to you on that. Also, coming up today, John Lennon has a to-do list. It's being auctioned off. What would have been scribbled on a Beatles handwritten to-do list? A woman who planned on spending a quiet Sunday shopping for Christmas ornaments at craft fairs is now charged with multiple felonies. What sidetracked her?
95.7 Rock.
The greatest hits of all time.
95.7.
I won $1,000.
Oh my God.
Yes, awesome.
Oh my God.
Woo.
Please.
The 3K a day cash money giveaway.
Woo.
From Bob Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of all time. 95.7.
Thank you very much.
You know, our Twisted Christmas shows are coming up at the Snoqualmie Casino in December, and the tickets have been kind of hard to come by, but I've got a pair I would love to give you today. If you're not doing anything for lunch, why don't you meet me at the Fairwood branch of Key Bank in Renton from 11 to 12:30. We'll be out there with bagels and cream cheese from Blazing Bagels and hot chocolate from Chocolati. I'm going to show up around noon, hang out for about a half hour. At 12:30, I'll draw from everybody there, and I'll give you a pair of tickets to Twisted Christmas to the winner. If you want details, go to events at 957seattle.com for all the details, and I'll see you in Fairwood at Key Bank today.
It's not easy finding holiday gifts and staying within your budget. Fortunately for you, the parts professionals at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store are always here to help. Stop in today and find great gift ideas starting at $6.99. Items like Ultra Steel 40-piece socket sets, Performance Tool 8-piece screwdriver sets or toolboxes, hex sets, and more. And with thousands of products, accessories, and tools in stock at everyday low prices, an O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is an easy way to give a gift you know they'll like. from handy gifts starting at $6.99 each to gift cards for any amount, O'Reilly Auto Parts has your holiday shopping already in the bag. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Okay, I'm about to head to Freddy's. Is this your list?
Yep, on the table.
All right, let's see. Flour, sugar, milk, got it. Batteries, saran wrap, baking sheet, okay. M&Ms, wrapping paper, Christmas tree, holiday magic, got it.
Fill your home with holiday magic by bringing home a fresh-cut Christmas tree from your neighborhood Fred Meyer. Our garden center is filled with beautiful, fragrant trees ready to take home and decorate. Choose from Noble, Grand, or Douglas Fir. We've got a great selection of trees between 3 and 8 feet tall starting at just $19.99. And you can save an extra $5 with a special coupon online at fredmeyer.com or in this week's ad. Of course, while you're getting your tree at Freddy's, you can also pick up all the decorations you need to make it shine. Holiday home individual ornaments are all 25% off. And save on all lights, tree toppers, tree skirts, and boxed ornaments, too. Bring home the fragrance and beauty of a fresh-cut tree. Available now at Fred Meyer. All things holiday, all in one stop.
Meet one of your local GEICO agents.
Hello.
She's close by.
Feel free to call or stop by anytime.
Call or pop right in for some small talk. You know, lovely weather. Fancy the game tonight? Could I save 15% or more on my car insurance? 15%? That's not small talk, is it? I never like that term. It's a bit offensive to folks like myself.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
To see how much you could save, contact your local GEICO office in Bellevue, Lakewood, Oak Harbor, or Silverdale.
It's often said, home is where the heart is. Lovely sentiment, but I actually have a better one. Home is where the savings is. Because it's never been easier to have us help you switch your homeowner's insurance to GEICO and start saving. What with a little help from your friends at GEICO, home is where the savings is, indeed. I have that cross-stitched, actually, on a throw pillow on my sofa. Really brings the room together.
To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local GEICO office.
Hey, Bob Rivers here for West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. I've been asking you to email me, show@bobrivers.com, and tell me about your experience there. Also, let me know if you have some questions. Well, we gathered together some listeners, and we all met up at Bellevue Rare Coins. It was a blast. Even my wife, Lisa, brought some jewelry. This time, she bought some junk. And Ryan said, this is probably worth more for sentimental value. Some of our listeners bought massive diamonds and necklaces made of gold. One had had an interest in a jewelry store, and so he had all these little gold spare parts and pieces that he thought were worth nothing. No, they were worth about $500. Ryan will sit there, or one of his people, and weigh this stuff out for you and pay you more than anyone else. Tell me about your experience. Email me at show@bobrivers.com, and I'll forward to the guys. West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll tell you what your valuables are really worth, and they'll pay you more money.
Introducing OnStar FMV. For my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Gonna need police and medical. Tekel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
When it's cold, dark, and rainy out, sometimes you just don't want to take your leftovers out to the food waste cart. We can help. Kitchen compost collectors are on sale now at Seattle's Dunn Lumber and other locations throughout Seattle. These popular pails come with a secure lid and compostable bags that keep odors in and pests out. Now it's easier than ever to take turkey bones, chicken wings, and other leftovers to your food waste cart. Go to cgcompost.com for more information. That's cgcompost.com.
So you've heard? Joel McHale and the Soup have moved to Wednesdays on E!
I like that idea. Thanks for finally checking the employee suggestion box.
St. Joel.
Why did you bring all this stuff with you?
You said we were moving.
To Wednesday. It's a day, not a place.
Same snark.
Paul McCartney got married for the third time to American Nancy Chevelle. That's Chevelle with two legs.
And now we can do hump day jokes. Okay, no hump day jokes. The Soup. Now on Wednesdays starting tomorrow at 10. Part of Go Big Week. Only on E!
From the State Farm Traffic Center, it looks like it's shaping up to be a pretty good day out there on the roads. The DOT has cleared up some debris that was on the interstate southbound I-5 just after the West Seattle Bridge. There was some stuff reported on the highway. It has been moved. There's a little bit of kind of an unusual backup there, though, southbound I-5 from just before I-90 down towards the West Seattle Bridge. Northbound 405 pretty backed up from Talbot all the way into Newcastle. Southbound I-5, you are going to see brake lights from 44th and Linwood down to 175th in the Shoreline area. That Everett to Seattle commute right now, taking you about 46 minutes, so things are looking pretty good today. Traffic is brought to you by Fred Meyer. Looking for great buys on everything from your weekly groceries to apparel to home accessories and home electronics? Visit FredMeyer.com for this week's ad. All the latest price blasters and online-only deals. All things holiday, all in one stop. You'll find it at Fred Meyer.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show.
Interactive.
On 95.7.
Text us at 52309.
John Lennon has its do list, and a website is auctioning it off. The website is gottahaverockandroll.com, and it's really a boring to-do list. It's like something any one of us would have.
Didn't he leave it for his assistant?
Let's see.
Yes.
I believe that's the case.
Yeah, it was a guy named Larry something. It's like his personal assistant.
Okay. And Larry is, did Larry sell it, or what's, how did the website get it?
Well, they've got it authenticated. Now, I don't know if he is the guy who's going to be profiting from this, or if it's just something that's been laying around somewhere for a while, but it's certainly John Lennon.
Okay. If they didn't tell you he's not profiting, then whoever owns it is profiting.
Right, right.
He may have sold it to them.
I don't even know if the guy's still alive.
Or they may be taking a commission. So here's John Lennon's to-do list. HBO guy coming between 3 and 5, and then in capitals, be there. The other guy didn't know what was wrong.
I love that.
He seems a little pushy on some of these. I mean, he puts in parentheses a lot of instructions.
And then, when the HBO guy arrives, you let him in. You tell him what to do. Yesterday they made an offer to attach an FM radio or something. I'm not sure what they meant, but I suspect it must improve FM radio reception. Find out. Maybe we do want it. He's reading a little like Gollum, isn't
maybe
he?
We he puts you in big capital letters. You.
You'll be there. You let him in.
Is he talking to Yoko? He could be.
No,
we
it's
don't
his,
know.
His assistant.
This is his assistant.
Yeah. Was it Larry, right?
Oh, is the assistant, is it John's to-do list or the assistant?
This is John Lennon's handwriting to his assistant.
Right, here's what I want you to do. Be there for the HBO guys. The new Paul McCartney series coming out. I want to catch every moment of it.
What's funny is John Lennon is like, remember when they showed President Bush being out of touch because he didn't know what a grocery scanner was? Right. To him, the Comcast guy is the HBO guy because that's what he wants is HBO.
Right.
Yeah.
I love thinking about him sitting around watching HBO. I love it.
And HBO, reasonably new at that time. That's pretty cutting edge.
What year is this?
They don't know. It's dated May 22nd. The year is not known.
What year did John Lennon die?
80.
So this would be later part of his life, because I don't think HBO's been around for mid-70s.
Yeah. At the earliest, yeah.
I need you to hook me up with an HBO guy.
Tell the cable guy I'll autograph an album and give him those little black boxes that doesn't charge anybody for cable. It's really great for your free cable.
That's funny. All right. Next is the entry just says marmalade. Nothing else.
Oh, but if you look on the actual note, there's some scribbles and it's something about too much jam.
Enough jam for Noah's
Ark.
Dale,
I
already.
Could butter up 17 gazelles and have some jam left over.
He had too much jam.
No marmalade.
He wanted marmalade.
That is wild.
Marmalade.
Would it be a good idea to make sure both cars have full gas tanks? Oh, he's
I have to flee from that creepy guy. By the way, a side note, tell security to go to the creepy guy downstairs by the car.
So he's like Marlo Thomas.
He's a little, I mean, I don't know if anal is the word, but he's
what do you mean? What does Larry have to do? He doesn't have to do much. Fill up the cars with gas, get some marmalade.
Some damn cable.
He's a regular assistant.
Yeah, but I mean, it's in the tone of. Would it be too much to ask?
Some of the both cars had four wheels each, please.
By the way, HBO began in 1975.
That's about,
sometime between 75 and 80. Hook on our bathroom door is falling off. Hey, that gives me an idea for a song.
I'm losing my robe. My robe is falling to the ground.
Tell me it's about my hair dryer. Yay or nay about the hair.
I love it.
Like the windblown look.
The note is dated May 22nd. The minimum bid for the note is $3,000. They think that someone will pay $4,000 to $5,000 for John Lennon. I think they'll pay more.
You want to hear something really interesting about this? Over the Thanksgiving holiday, my father-in-law told me that they, too, my father-in-law and mother-in-law, have a phonograph from John Lennon, because he was an upholsterer in New York, and they did some stuff in the apartment. And for payment, the assistant said, take that, and pointed to this like record player that was just sitting on the ground. And he was like, okay, and took it. So they just used to give things away because they knew that it had value because it was John Lennon's. It could have been Larry that gave him that phonograph.
Your parents have one of John Lennon's phonograph players?
My in-laws.
Your in-laws.
But do they have any way to authenticate it?
I mean, you try telling my father-in-law it's not authentic.
Yeah. In your home family museum, it's right? Authentic. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, so this could have been a situation where they were like, "Here's a to-do list. Take this for payment for
very
whatever."
Possible. All right. Let's see. A woman who planned on spending a quiet Sunday shopping for Christmas ornaments at craft fairs is now being charged with multiple felonies.
We're used to shopper rage at Black Friday, but you don't expect that at the little holiday bazaar, little neighborhood gathering where you buy Christmas ornaments.
We're talking like church bazaars, that kind of a thing?
Yeah.
I love those, by the way. The handmade stuff.
Yeah, man. I think we've got one this weekend in my neighborhood. I just saw a sign.
This woman was at a Christmas craft fair. Wow, how did she get to that? She stabbed someone with a seashell Christmas ornament.
Yeah, I mean, pretty badly, I guess.
Ruth Wagner, witnesses took down her license plate as she was fleeing from the craft fair at the AquaTurf Club in Plantsville, Connecticut?
Yes.
Oh, my home state. Cool.
And I can't believe the laundry list of charges against her and the bail that
they
sent.
By the way, we'll never compete with Florida,
right?
But a lot of the people who go to Florida come from Connecticut.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a training ground.
All right, so here's what she did. A vendor at the craft fair had grown suspicious of her after seeing a piece of jewelry disappear from a place where she'd been browsing. So the vendor goes, wait a minute, jewelry disappeared. That woman was just there.
Yeah. They suspected her of stealing some earrings or something.
She watches her and sees her lift a seashell Christmas ornament. So the vendor how hard is that at a Christmas bazaar? You know, tinsel, trees, ornaments.
Stack the whole with a
Lady.
The vendor confronts her, and what does she do? She just walks off. The vendor starts yelling, stop her, she stole stuff. A woman standing near the door hears the vendor and tries to get in front of this woman. That's when Wagner stabbed the woman.
She's getting out of that bazaar one way or another.
Seashell ornament.
Oh, my God.
You know, presumably, if you're thinking of trimming the tree, you're not going to stab anybody who gets in your way, right?
Well, presumably.
Yeah. The ornament broke off in the victim's arm, and surgery was necessary to remove it. Damn.
Okay.
No explanation from her yet.
And look at the charges there. I mean, it's unbelievable what they got her for.
Yeah, it was a laundry list of charges. First-degree robbery, second-degree assault, first-degree reckless endangerment, sixth-degree larceny, second-degree breach of peace. She posted $100,000 bail. This means she has money. What do ornaments cost at these things? Like $5?
Yeah. The nice ones, yeah.
Oh, okay.
When you decorate your tree, do you have ornaments that have special meanings to you, right? I mean, do you have your...
That's why you buy them.
Yeah,
like, it makes you think of something. Yeah.
Right. I remember when I had to jack that lady. Get out.
This is the one I stabbed the lady
blood
with.
Blood on it. Look at that. Oh, what a day that was.
All right. And now another... Does anybody care about another affair with Herman Cain? I guess a lot of you probably don't. The news people loved this one last night. She's an Atlanta businesswoman, and I saw her video.
Ginger White, by the way.
Yeah. She said, and she, you know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of the woman, was it Jennifer Flowers? Who basically came out and said she had this long affair with Bill Clinton. Long affair. Like
Paula Jones.
No, Jennifer Flowers was the long affair. Paula Jones was, he pushed my head and I said,
okay.
Stop.
Okay.
I remember all this.
Yeah.
Okay. Too many bimbos.
What's really interesting is that Spike will give me the exact script from Fight Club. Right. Any scene I ask for,
right?
But he doesn't remember this kind of thing, which I would think he would remember.
Well, I just got my bimbos mixed up. That's all. Yeah. Long term, short term, you know.
All right. So Jennifer Flowers is, and the reason it reminds you of Jennifer Flowers a little bit is that she, you know, she doesn't say he harassed me. She says we had an affair for 13 years, and so yeah, I saw Wolf Blitzer look Herman Cain in the eye, and Herman Cain said no. What else do you have on that, Pedro?
Well, actually, Jody has it in the news because actually Herman Cain went to CNN before this woman spoke. He was alerted.
Oh, this is another thing about this story is that he knows it's coming out.
Right.
Probably because she tried to shake him down for money. And he did, and politicians do this sometimes. You've seen this plot line on The Good Wife.
Yeah.
Where his advisor says, you know what? You get out in front of the story.
That's spin number
you
one.
You say this story is coming out and make her have to respond to your charges that the story is false.
And it may, you know, the she probably shook him down for money. It could very well have been that the news source called Herman Cain and said, we're going to run this story. Would you like to comment on it?
That's another way that it happens.
You know.
Well, and one thing that did happen is, you know, she provided these phone records and said, these are conversations I've had with him. This is his private number. So the news is like, oh, really? This is his number. So he calls it, and it's, you know, Herman Cain here. I mean, so he obviously knows it's coming because the news guy called him and said, we've got a lady here that just turned over all these records to us.
And his response, similar to Clinton, was, this was a young woman I was mentoring and helping get a job.
We got the audio if you want. I mean, Judy, you have all the information there.
I do. You want to hear the audio? Let's hear the audio. Come on. Let's hear it. All right, good. Let's go straight to Ginger White talking about the 13-year affair she claims she had with him.
It was pretty simple. It wasn't complicated. And I was aware that he was married. And I was also aware that I was involved in a very inappropriate situation, relationship.
Now, why is she coming out now? Here's the question.
It bothered me that they were being demonized, sort of, or they were being treated as if they were automatically lying.
And she's talking about the other women.
The other women in the media. Now, what's unfortunate is that along with Ginger White coming out saying that she's doing it because of the way the other women who accused Herman Cain of sexual harassment were being demonized, they're also mentioning, oh, by the way, it's worth noting, Ginger White is struggling financially and was just served with an eviction notice. Bum, bum, bum. Time for her to be demonized.
Right.
Now, what does Herman Cain say about this? He says he knows her, but they never did nothing.
Did you have a 13-year affair with this woman?
No, I did not.
12 did you know her for 13 years?
Yes, but I did not have an affair. I acknowledged that I knew the woman. I acknowledge that I've known her for about that period of time, but the accusation that I had a 13-year affair with her, no.
It was an 11-year affair.
Right. Like ridiculous to think that those last 2 years we were doing it.
That's how you beat a lie detector, by the way. That is exactly how you beat a lie detector test.
You say something you know to be true.
You find one detail about the accusation that you know is not true. And you hang all your faith in that one
thing. I did not have an affair. I had a wild
affair. Wild affair. I didn't have a 13-year affair. That was it. I didn't have a 13-year affair with that woman. That is false.
That is false.
Right.
That is absolutely
false. That's how you convince your brain.
It was a 14-year affair.
Herman Cain
still
says,
going on now.
Right.
You get your facts straight.
I have no end date in sight.
Yeah.
Regardless of this new Ginger White and regardless of the next 5, 15, 25 women to come out, he is not going to step down. He's going to keep rumbling forward.
And women will keep coming out. Right now, he only has 3. Pretty soon, he'll have enough toppings on his pie to call it
meat lovers.
To call it meat lovers pizza.
It's just so funny that her whole reason for coming forward was because of all the other women being demonized.
Yeah, that's what they
say. And then they're like, "Well, what about your eviction notice?" And she's like,
"She's out of money."
Yeah.
How could she make money from this? I guess so.
People will pay.
Pay for interviews, sure.
Us magazine will pay to have her on the cover.
Okay. She is 46 years old.
She's a good-looking woman, yeah.
What?
She's a very good-looking woman.
46?
Media had been coming after her for a while because, like Jennifer Flowers, the word of her was out. And they were like all trying, come on, come forward, come forward. So I'm sure she was offered money.
Everyone's having a good time with her name, too. Ginger White.
Ginger.
Sounds like a porn star.
It does. He's the pizza guy.
Ginger.
She's the willing assistant.
I'm just saying.
And roll.
It would be kind of boring if her name was like Mary Jones came forward.
Yeah.
But Ginger White says sex, you believe her.
Boy, if you want to be president,
mm-hmm.
just cut it off at
That's right, Doc. Take it all. Take it all. I want to be president someday.
You know,
that thing get in the way.
Right now, Cher's kid could be president, pretty much.
But he claims they're all lies. He claims none of this happened with any of these women. You don't believe that?
Well, I believe that it's none of our business, which I learned from Clinton. I didn't believe it back with Clinton that it was none of our business. I believe that if someone is charged with something and they're not found guilty, that it's kind of none of our business. I believe that if he's cheating on his wife, that's...
And that's what you believe, right? That's what everybody believes.
That's what most people
would tell
you.
How can you not believe? I mean, when women keep coming forward, you know, is there anybody out there who... constantly has been accused of cheating who did not. I think most people probably did.
You think if you're accused of cheating, you cheated?
If you're accused multiple times and they
start... So this is a good one. I don't know if we'll get any calls. Anybody out there who was accused of cheating, like Herman Cain, but really did not?
Completely innocent.
You know you have.
I have.
Of course.
Every day.
Yeah. What are you doing?
You love Katie Couric.
Well, I've cheated in my mind like Jimmy Carter does.
With Katie Couric?
Every half hour.
In your heart.
Here's the number, 877-901-0957. 877-901-0957. How will we know if they're telling the truth?
We won't.
We won't, and that's kind of the point, I guess, but he claims that he never had anything to do with any of these women, ever. And that they're all...
Well, no, he says he knew this woman for 12 years, 9 months, 320 days
never,
or something.
Never had an affair. Right. Knew her. That was
never,
it.
And he said that he may have... he never did what those women said, but he was accused of something inappropriate, and it wasn't nearly that bad, I think.
And one or two lying women would be one thing, but 5...
Are there 5 now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a meat lover.
You were out of the country for a while. They keep
did more
coming.
Come out, or did I just not?
No, there were 4 before you left.
How many of them have we seen?
3 now.
3, okay.
2 have been completely anonymous who took settlement offers from the Restaurant Association of America.
Those were anonymous.
Right.
The others were willing to come out and talk.
5 seems like a lot.
Nobody's calling, Joe, so I'll say it again. Anybody out there accused of cheating?
That wasn't.
Like Herman Cain, that honestly, really, you weren't.
And there probably won't be any because
everyone who's accused does cheat.
You
got
to you assume it. You know it's a terrible thing for him if he wasn't.
877-901-0957.
What do you think about his statement that a person's sex life is their business and nobody else's?
Well, I kind of agree with it, but on the other hand, so.
Well, he's trying to be the president.
Well,
right, you're trying to be the president. If you're going to be the president of the United States, you're going to be attacked in every possible way politically. That's what politics is. Politics isn't about what's right or wrong. Politics is about power. It's about persuading, changing the balance of power. And the politicians think it's so they can get in and do good. But unfortunately, the battle to get in is very corrupting, I believe.
Is the integrity – am I nuts to still think that we can have somebody with integrity? And am I nuts to think that it's mandatory to lead the country?
Like you, everything I know I learned in the movies about this,
mm-hmm.
And in the movies, the standard plot is, this is the politician I believe in, right?
Uh-huh.
I want to get this guy elected for the good of the country. And then he always turns out to be a dirtbag.
A flawed character.
Who's doing the campaign staffer. And so, I don't know, do we know anyone? That's all we know. I mean, that's the only experience we have.
But for example, Romney's never had, you know, this kind of trouble
past. And by the way, pull the Saturday Night Live sketch about Romney. Did you see that?
Yeah.
His whole problem, he was like,
look at me wearing
a
leather jacket.
Press because I haven't got any scandals.
Right.
Well, he marries them, probably.
He marries them all.
Romney actually tries to convince you that he has a scandal in Saturday Night Live. That's we'll play that right after the 8 o'clock break. Okay, we have Mike in Bellevue says he was accused more than once. Truly. Mike? Oh, wrong line. Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Yeah, you know what? It was when I was going through my separation with my wife, and we were kind of living together, but, you know, not really living together, and a couple of her friends were hitting on me really, really hard.
Were they sent by her, you think, to do a research for the divorce?
Well, no, I don't know what it was. I think they were just hitting on me, and I went and told her that they were hitting on me, and of course she went to her friends, and her friends said, oh no, he's hitting on me and did this and did that, and so to this day she still thinks I had, you know, affairs with her friends.
Right. And you did not?
No, did not.
Do you swear on a stack of pizzas? Do you swear?
What?
Do you swear on a stack of pizzas? That was a joke.
That's perfect.
I would swear on a stack of pizzas.
All right.
Meat lovers?
Bob in Snohomish. Bob, how are you?
Good morning.
Good, sir. What's happening? Did you get accused?
I am.
And you're innocent?
So, basically, I work in IT, and I work kind of odd hours every once in a while. And I come home late, and sometimes I have to pull all-nighters, and my wife felt I was cheating on her.
Did she ever have anything?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Did she ever have anything, was there ever a reason for her to be suspicious?
Well, other than I was away, that's the only reason for her to be suspicious.
Okay. Did she call the media?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Highline Hearing is located in Burien. Have you had your hearing tested? Seriously.
I'm sorry, we must have a bad connection.
All right, can you do me a favor? Hang on a second. Find his number. I'm going to get him a hearing test.
If that's what he does with his wife. Where were you? I'm sorry. I can't hear you. What was the question again? I didn't get that.
He probably had a bad cell phone connection. Or he listened to a lot of Hendrix very loud. Yeah.
Doesn't this Kane thing just boil down to this? That the American people would probably elect someone who's had an infidelity type of scenario as long as they admitted it. But once you start lying, that makes you a liar. And that's what we don't tolerate.
We talked about all this with Clinton, and I'm not sure. It's a great question because for years we wouldn't elect anyone who did any drugs.
Right.
And then a couple of candidates experimented with admitting it, and some of them didn't get elected. But a couple, you know, like, of course I experimented. Clinton was the very first, I believe.
He didn't inhale.
And that's the thing. You have to hedge.
But then Bush owned it. And people didn't hold it against him.
It's not an eight ball.
Right.
It's all good.
They did not hold that against
him. That's right.
Some think he should have. 7:58. When we come back, we have two more accused multiple times, if they can hold on. And then what else did I promise you after the break? I said we'll have something after the break.
Oh, the audio.
Oh, Saturday Night Live, Mitt Romney.
Saturday Night Live, Mitt Romney is coming up. If you missed it, it was speaking exactly to what Spike brought up.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
Bob, Spike, and Joe.
And the greatest hits of all time.
All day.
On 95.7.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, let's look at some of those drive times right now. It looks like Everett to Seattle going to take you about 56 minutes at the moment. Linwood to Bellevue, southbound 405, about a 37-minute commute. Northbound 405, Tukwila to Bellevue, a 40-minute commute. And if you're also headed northbound from Federal Way up to Seattle, that looks like it'll take you about 48 minutes. I'll give you more details on your commute in 5 minutes. Traffic is brought to you by your Puget Sound BMW centers. For a limited time, enjoy financing as low as 0% for up to 24 months on most certified pre-owned BMW. Visit your Puget Sound BMW centers today or go to PugetSoundBMW.com/CPO for details.
The Oldies 95.7 Hot List.
Things to see, do, and get this week with Oldies 95.7.
Here's some good news. At 95.7, the giving just keeps on. It's your 95.7 3K a day cash money giveaway. Listen for the times in the morning at 7:05. Listen for the cues later in the day. And then when you hear the cues, caller 20 will win $1,000.
And how about this? Enter online at oldieseattle.com for your chance to win Dragon Speech Recognition Software from Nuance. You talk and it types, making it easy for anyone to use a computer.
The Oldies 95.7 Hot List. Oldieseattle.com.
Hi, this is Bob Rivers, and if you know me well, you know that for years I listened to music loudly. I blasted it. And like Pete Townsend, I also have some hearing loss. I would tell you very little, and I can hear you most of the time, but I'm actually straining to understand the words, especially in a restaurant. And for some reason, I have trouble hearing women's voices, especially my wife. I can't understand her gibberish. Well, I can now, because I got a cool, new, state-of-the-art hearing device from Highline Hearing Professionals. You don't have to be old to need a hearing device. You wouldn't delay getting eyeglasses. You wouldn't delay going to the dentist. I gotta tell you, things have changed. And you need to go to Highline Hearing Professionals to find